The Stapletons of Penhouse. The next morning was sunny, and we were much more cheerful. I told Sir Henry about the crying I had heard. He rang the bell to call Barrymore, and asked him if he could explain the crying. Barrymore's face went white when he heard Sir Henry's question.
"There are only two women in the house, Sir Henry," he answered. "One is the maid, who sleeps on the other side of the house. The other is my wife, and she was certainly not crying."
But he was telling a lie. I saw Mrs. Barrymore after breakfast. The sun was full on her face, and it was clear she had been crying. Why had Barrymore lied? What deep sadness had made his wife cry? There was a mystery surrounding this black-bearded, handsome man. Was it possible that Barrymore was in fact the man who had been watching Sir Henry in London? I decided I must check with the local post office that the telegram had really been put into Barrymore's own hands. While Sir Henry worked at some papers, I walked to the post office. It was in the nearest village, which was called Grimpen. I spoke to the boy who had taken the telegram to the hall. "Did you give it to Mr. Barrymore himself?" I asked. "Well," the boy said, "he was working up on the roof, so I couldn't give it to him. I gave it to Mrs. Barrymore, and she promised to give it to him at once." "Did you see Mr. Barrymore?" I asked him.
"No," said the boy. "But why did his wife say he was up on the roof if he wasn't?"
It was hopeless to ask any more questions. It was clear that Holmes's cleverness with a telegram had not given us the proof we needed.